This song is called For the One by Bethel Music, and it's more of a prayer of how to be more like him. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, sing with me if you know it. Let me be filled with kindness and compassion for the one from whom you loved and gave your son for humanity. Increase my love.
Father, we just pray that today that your will be done, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, just as quickly, just as completely, through in our lives, through our efforts, Father. Let us be your servants to bring about your kingdom here on earth. Let us say the words you want us to say and do the things you want us to do. Go the places you want us to go, Father, and always focus on you and your will. Thank you, Father. Amen. Well, I'm struggling this morning. Brother Thurston messed me up. I'm going to talk about something, and he said some things that put it in my mind, and I'm going, well, I want to go that way. You know, now, which way do we go? Do I want to do what I brought, or do I want to do what he suggested? So I'll try to do both by that. Yeah. Y'all hang on, we're gonna go and see what we can do here. He was talking about Job. And I've talked about Job before here. And Job's just a fascinating book. I used to not like Job because you have all these writings, all these people talking to Job. Most of the book is Job's quote friends talking to him and telling him how he ought to, you know, repent. And Job saying, no, I'm in bad shape. Still, I don't know what you're talking about. And so it doesn't make for a lovely read. But the first two chapters of Job are fascinating. Mm-hmm. Absolutely fascinating. And you said something about Job, and I'd forgotten it, or it just clicked something in my mind. And in Job 1, it says in verse 8, it says, "And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil?" Just what you had quoted. And then Satan answered in verse 9, "Answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for no reason? Have you not put a hedge around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land." This was the thinking in the old days. If you were blameless before God, if you did God's will, he protected you. And he blessed you. You were prosperous, right? This was their thinking. It continues down through the present day. We still think, oh, God's going to protect that person. God's going to, bless that person. And sometimes you got prosperity, but you don't get the protection. You know, rich people are just living in houses of strife and misery. But if you walk with God, he protects you. Yeah, God did that. It says, Satan recognized it. Look, you protect him. He walks with you, and you are taking care of him in every way. You're putting protection around him. You bless his possessions. Satan recognized that. When we walk with God, we can expect a certain amount of protection, can't we? Right? Yeah, we can expect it. But Job had reached a point where God could brag on him. Hey, what about Job over there? He's a good one, isn't he? He's bragging on him, right? He's bragging on him to the adversary. To Satan, his worst enemy, he's bragging on him. Yeah. And Satan took that as a dare. He took that as a dare. Oh, well, you give me a little bit of free reign, I'll show you what Job really made out of. And God says, I'll take that dare. I'll take that dare, because I know what Job is really made out of. I'll take that dare. And we'll see which one is right. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it. Job had gotten to the place in his spiritual life and his walk with God that God could do something apparently never before done in the Bible. I mean, I can't find it anywhere. He did something with Job that gave Job an entire book in the Bible, a huge book in the Bible, most of which is fairly useless, you know, because it's Job's friends talking, and they didn't talk about God correctly, you know, so it's kind of like, oh, do you want to read that or not, you know? But, I mean, he gave him a big book in the Bible and everything. He gave him the most clear statement of the gospel message you can imagine in there. Job says, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Right? Mm-hmm. And that whole little phrase, I went through it one time to pick it apart, piece by piece, and it said, like, gospel message. It's got every part of the gospel message. It got resurrection, got everything in there. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, it's good grief. And this guy, thousands of years before Jesus. And so here's Job. He's reached a point in his spiritual life where God can say, You can do more. You can be used for another purpose, a higher purpose. And Job got the privilege of being used for that higher purpose. He said, you know, oh, that my words were written in a book. Yeah, right? I mean, he says that in here. Oh, that my words were written in a book. Well, you got it, bud. You got exactly what you asked for. You got it. Everybody looks at him and he says, wow. That's just, you know, I love to think about this because there's two visits of Satan to God's throne, you know. The first one is now here. And in chapter 1, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. Right? You know about that in verse 6. So this is the first visit, and at this visit, Satan gets to take away all of Job's possessions. Now, who took away Job's possessions?
Satan.
It was Satan. It wasn't God. Okay? It was Satan that did it. All right? God allowed him to do it, right? But he also said, no, I'm going to protect his life. You know, you can't touch him. And then in chapter 2, we got almost the exact same thing happening, right? It says, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, from where have you come? And Satan answers the Lord and says, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking up and down on the earth. On it. And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Same thing, right? It's almost word for word, exactly the same thing. Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil? I mean, same thing. He still holds fast. Now here's something where it changes. He still holds fast his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without reason. Then Satan, of course, that says, well, you've protected his body. You know, you attack his body, you'll see he'll curse you to your face. All right? And so God says, well, you know, okay, he's in your hand, but you can't take his life. You can attack his body, but you can't take his life. Another dare. Another dare. How much pain can you take? I'm not good with pain. Are y'all good with pain? I am not good with pain. I can eat bad food. I can work. I can do sweat, you know, hot, sweaty, dirty work. I mean, I am not good with pain, Brother David. I'm just really not. But here's Job, and he says, oh, man. You know, here comes Satan, and he attacks Job with the worst thing he can't think of. and he says he's got sores, loathsome sores, from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And all over him, right?
Yeah.
Ah, wow. And he took a piece of the broken pottery with which to scrape himself while he sat in the ashes. He's a hibbity-jibbity, just reading that, don't it? But here is Job, and his wife says to him, "Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die." That's what Satan wanted, right? Get Job to curse God. Because they saw everything is coming from God. Right? Everything that happened, God's in control. God's in control. He does it, you know. All right? And he is ultimately in control. He is sovereign. But we do have an enemy, right? And that enemy does do things against us. So he says here, but Job said to his wife, he said, "You speak as one of the foolish women would speak. Shall we receive good from God, and shall we not receive evil?" And all this Job did not sin with his lips. Okay? So he says, and this was Job's thinking. Shall we not receive good from God and also receive evil from God? But we still love God. He thought he was receiving evil from God. Right? And yet, I think one of the reasons Job was written, put in our Bibles, so we could see where evil comes from. You know? I mean, this is wonderful. This gives you insight into Satan that you don't see other places. Where do we see Satan in the New Testament before this? I mean, in the Old Testament before this. We see him in one other place. In the Garden of Eden. Right? The serpent. But this gives us a whole much clearer picture of who Satan is and what he does and the way he does things. Right? So this gives us a lot of insight. We got an enemy out there. It isn't just God. We got an enemy out there. Yeah. Now this makes the stuff that went on in Genesis 1, 2, and 3 a lot more clearer. Right?
Yeah.
It's a lot clearer. It's going to be a serpent that's going to bruise your heel, and it's going to be a seed that's going to bruise his head. And that didn't make a whole lot of sense. Right? I mean, but you read Job here, you read about Satan. Oh, yeah, we need to bruise that head. Now I see it. We got somebody that really needs to be bruised. Right? You see, it's not just an animal in the garden. Now no. This is a heavenly creature. This is a heavenly creature, and he is against us.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah, we got to be on our guard against this guy. Mm-hmm. Paul says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, right? Well, who do we wrestle against?
Principalities.
Ah, come on.
Principalities, powers, and demons.
Yeah. Right? We got some enemies, but they're not flesh and blood. And they're not God.
Exactly.
You see? They're not flesh and blood. They're not God. They're not your boss. They're not your neighbor. Right?
And all the spiritual weapons work for us.
And they're not God. God is not our enemy. He doesn't bring evil on us. Right? He protects. He protects. But we do have an enemy, don't we?
Yes.
But the neat thing is, that enemy has been defeated. Defeated. And I love that too, don't you? Don't you love English? Defeated. Put that foot on that head. He defeated. We're going to take the feet off of him and put our feet on him. Bam! All right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what God did at the beginning? He said, you're going to crawl on your belly the rest of your days, buddy. Mm-hmm. We're going to defeat you. We're going to remove those feet. You can crawl on your belly. That's cool, isn't it? I never thought about that. That's an extra. There's no charge for that. But, you know, we got Satan. He's been defeated, and we can defeat him. We can continue to put our heads on his feet. I put our feet on his head. Excuse me. Our feet on his head. Right? That's what they used to do when a king would conquer another king. What he would do is he'd bring all of his lieutenants around, all of his captains around, and he'd bring that king forward. He said, you remember this guy that y'all were all afraid of? Y'all heard all these bad things about, you know, all these fearsome things about this king was going to come. He was going to do great things. He was going to destroy us all and do all kinds. Look at him there. Look at him. Lay down. Put your head on the ground. Make him put his head on the ground. Now, I want each one of y'all to go and put your foot on his neck. One at a time, go put your foot on his neck. That's defeated. I want you to see this guy who said all these things and you were so afraid of, you could put your foot on his neck. He's not so fearsome, is he? He's not so loathsome, is he? That's Satan. He's been defeated. All we got to do is go put our foot on his neck. Yeah? Now, he can attack us with whatever. He can attack us with pain, Brother David. But he's defeated. And sometimes you just have to stay in the battle with him and keep fighting. Right? And until he lies down, you put your foot on him. Amen? I mean, I've been in a battle lately. I'll tell you, you know, I've got a... I'll tell this group. I won't tell everybody. Of course, everybody's listening. But anyway, you know, I've had some tooth pain, you know. And the way I look at things, I may not be right, but this is the way I look at things. You know, Satan really can't put anything on me, you know. He can make me put it on myself. Mm-hmm. He can give me pain in a certain area, and I'll try to start diagnosing, okay, well, what would be causing that pain? You know, is it some problem I got in my nervous system? Is it a problem with my blood? Is it a problem with this? Is it a problem with that? You know, we think of all kinds of diseases. We got books full of diseases, right? If you can attribute to, you know, pain to or whatever, you know. And you go to the doctor, he'll try to diagnose what's the cause of your pain, right? Well, I know what the cause of my pain is. It's Satan. Mm-hmm. I got a pain in my mouth, in my tooth, that comes and goes. Comes and goes. Well, if it comes and goes, there must not be anything wrong. Because if something's wrong, it's come and stay. Right? I mean, you get something wrong, you got something wrong. It don't just get better and get worse, get better and get worse, right? Of course, I'm not a doctor, but you know, I could probably tell you some more about it. But as far as I'm concerned, it's Satan. It's Satan. I just refuse to diagnose it as being anything else. Yeah, you know, I could go to a dentist. I could get a root canal or whatever they would decide that they needed to do for my pain. But you know what? I'm just not going to have that. I'm just not going to have that. I'm going to speak against Satan, and I'm going to say, you ain't doing it. You're not doing it. My mouth is restored to design specifications.
Amen.
Y'all know what design specifications are? Everybody know what design specifications are? I know you know Gwen. Gwen, he wants his gun, if he shoots a gun, he wants his gun to be at design specifications. It don't matter if it's 5 years old or what it is. He wants it to be at design. He doesn't want it to be different. He doesn't want it to be worn out, right? You want a good gun. You want a car, right? You want a car, you want it to be at design specification. You don't want it worn out, you know. Right? I want my mouth to be at design specifications, you know. And I'm using this as an opportunity to really stomp on his head. Because I want my eyes to be at design specifications. I want my ears to be at design specifications. I want my hair and my scalp to be at design specifications. I want my legs to be at design specifications. I want my skin to be at design specifications. You want to hit me in my mouth? We'll just take care of my whole body.
Amen.
We'll just take care of my whole body. If you want to hit me one place, we'll see what you, you know. Come on. I don't have to say come on, you're already here. You know? But if you want to battle out of it, let's just battle. You know? Now, I've got to be persistent.
Yes.
I got to go all the rounds. 10 rounds, 9 rounds, 11 rounds, 12 rounds, ever how many rounds it takes. I got to be willing to do that.
It took a couple of years.
What now?
Took him a year. He's got a friend that's a doctor, too. It's a Christian and everything. It's his doctor. He had degenerative disc disease.
What was it?
Degenerative disc disease.
Okay.
His discs were going
away and
flopping top.
In his back.
And he worked on it for a whole year. He did his exercises as normal. He just confessed it and everything. And then the pain left, and he had to check it just to make sure, you know, for his records to show. He has no sign of having degenerative disc disease, none. It's gone. His back's completely whole.
His back is back to design specifications. This is the way God made us, right?
But it took him a year.
Yeah, okay. That's all right.
That's fine. That's,
what that's fine. Yeah. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
We prefer
you win, right? You know, a boxer who gets in the ring is whatever it takes. He just keeps plugging.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Until he wins.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can do it. If you quit, you lose.
Yeah.
Right?
How many people are healed of that type of disease? Usually gets worse and worse. Well, and he's what, 84, 85 now. He was in his late 70s. In fact, I heard him say a few months ago that health-wise, he's in the best shape he's ever been.
Sure.
Sure, we can be that way.
Yes.
By design specifications. Just speak it. Speak it. Speak to that mountain, and it'll be removed.
Amen.
Speak to this body.
And it'll be changed.
Right? God made us to certain design specifications. He made our bodies. Well, you know what? That's the way He wants it. Because that's the way He made us, right? So that's the way He wants it. So it's up to us. Get it back to that way.
He says He fills our mouth with good things, so our youth will be renewed like the eagle.
Amen.
And youth have good, healthy bodies.
Amen. So, just keep plugging, folks. Just keep plugging.
Amen.
You know, when something comes against you, you know where it comes from.
Amen.
It's not from God. It's from Satan. So let's just stay with it.
Yeah.
Right? Let's just stay with it. Let's win the dare for God.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to leave this. The interesting visit to me that Satan had to God was that third one. Well, remember reading about the third one? No, you don't remember it. It's not in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. Because, think about it, though. All right? Going all through Job, he's at the end, right?
Uh-huh.
All right? And right before God goes and talks to Job, talks to him out of the whirlwind, Satan comes back before God again. Third visit, right? Just like the first two. And Satan says, oh, I've been going back and forth, to and fro, across the earth, all over. Can I go now? Satan says, can I go now? Because he knows what's coming. Mm-hmm. Right? And God says, no, hang on a second. He says, have you considered my servant Job? You turned me against him twice. You've hurt his body. His friends are dragging him down, trying to drag him down. You've done everything you can think of. And yet he's still like that. He's really studying the floor, you know. He can't look at God. And God says, one final thing, he says, Satan, how is it that Job, down on earth, has never seen my glory? He's never been up here. He's never seen all of my glory. He's never seen all of my power.
yet he still hangs on us to his integrity for me. And you, Satan, have been here, you've seen all my power, all my glory, all the vastness of my domain. And you don't. You have no excuse, sir. Absolutely no excuse.
Yeah.
God is a just and fair God.
Amen.
Always.
Satan was judged by Job.
Was that?
Satan was judged by Job.
Yeah. Job was using an example to Satan. Satan has no excuse for not loving God and not worshiping God like Job did. Because he saw so much more of God, you know, his glory than Job did. Right? Amen. We have a great God. We have a great example in Job. All we got to do is just stay with it. Stay with it, folks. I encourage you to do that. What's that?
When you maintain your integrity, you're actually giving God glory.
Giving God glory.
The best thing is to get the instant healing because God gets glory in the healing. But when you maintain your integrity and seek Him with that meant for your destruction, you are actually showing it touches God's heart.
Amen.
It gives Him glory. It gives Him a love, you know, His love. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I never looked at it that way, at quite that depth before. So you win whether you get it then or if you get it a year later, but if you go on to being in heaven and get it. You win because you maintained your integrity.